Good morning to you all. It's been a blessing to be here already. The songs we sung, I've been thinking myself of the song we sung at Channels Only, and how we're not, the power and the strength doesn't come from us, but it comes from God. We're just vessels that the power of God can flow through. I've been thinking of past week. My thoughts have been, this past week have been on prayer. I've been reading through John, and came across this part where it said, where he went to the Mount of Olives. And it said, and Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. And it doesn't say a whole lot there, but different times as you read through the Gospels, you see that Jesus took the time to stop and went alone and pray, and it just challenge my own life. So I want to read. I want to read Mark 1:35. That verse just blessed me. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Sometimes it just made me think of what did he have to pray for, or like why did he do all that? Seems like he wanted to have keep that relationship that he had with his father, keep that. And we see that Jesus, he got up early, and he took the time to find a solitary place, which was not always easy because of all men sought for him. And I have a verse in Luke 6:12-13. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. So what I got from that is that Jesus, it was important to him who his disciples were, and he didn't want to just choose them lightly. And I just had to think, do we take the time to pray before we make decisions, big decisions, or even smaller decisions? Say a prayer for, if we're not sure about something, and just say a prayer before we make that decision. And I have a verse in Matthew 14:23. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Time alone with God was important to him. Luke 5:15-16. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. There's that verse, and there's kind of another verse that I went with that. I was going to read. John 6:15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And I don't know if I'm reading in this too much, but it seems almost like Jesus was a he was it was time when people were really wanting him and everything, accepting him, and it seemed like he prayed even then when he was well accepted, and not only in time of trouble like we do. It seems like we tend to just wait until we have a need or time in trouble to go to God, and it seems like almost like he still went to pray even when there was in blessed time of blessing. And I have a verse in Matthew 6. I also want to read of what Jesus said about prayer. So what his thoughts were on prayer. Or I guess it wasn't just thoughts, he said the way it was, the way it is. Matthew 6:5-15. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. That's pretty amazing. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That it's always a blessing to just meditate on that. That prayer that he gave there. It seemed like he can learn a lot from that. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. That's really makes you think. If we're not willing to forgive others, then God's not going to forgive us. And that's just sobering. God wants to have a relationship with us. Doesn't want us to be trying to impress, just pray to try to impress other people with how good we can pray or whatever. But He wants to have a time with Him, just time alone with Him. And just to have us to be able to have a relationship with Him. I have needed that more of that in my own life. And I have another verse in Mark 11:22-24. So, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So it's if we don't pray in faith, what he's saying here is that we need to pray in faith to receive. Otherwise, we won't receive it. There's a verse in Hebrews that says that without faith it is impossible to please Him. So we need to pray, but we also need to pray in faith. Then Matthew 9:37-38. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So here we're to pray for laborers for the harvest. That's something to pray for. And there's some more what Jesus said in Luke 18:1-8. This was interesting. Oh. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, I'm in Luke 18, verse 2, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded men. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear along with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. So God doesn't just want us to ask once, but He wants us, if we're serious about it, He wants us to keep asking and keep asking until we get it. In Luke 9, I was going to keep reading here. Luke 18:9-14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were religious and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That kind of explains itself there. If we're praying with pride in our hearts, then God doesn't bless that, but He blesses those who are humble. He will exalt the humble. We are to be humble if we are to receive much from prayer. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. God wants us to ask continually, not just come once. He also, we are also to pray for those which despitefully use us and persecute us. It says in Matthew 5:44, says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. We don't seem to have that problem now, but it those that despitefully that are against us, just pray for them. I also think it's interesting in Matthew 21:13 it says, Jesus calls the temple a house of prayer. The last thing I'd like to talk about is a few examples where prayer changed someone's life. We all know the story of Daniel, how the king kept promoting him by the presidents and princes wanted to put him down. They said that they shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except they find it concerning the law of his God, because he was faithful and there was no error or fault found in him. So they made a decree that whoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save to the king, that he would cast them in a den of lions. I wanted to read what Daniel's response to that was. Daniel 6, 10, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he, kneeling upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. So it didn't matter what they said or anything, what people said against him or told him not to do concerning God. He still just faithfully did what he did before. And can we, it's a challenge for us, people are against us, it seems like we'd at least go and hide or something like while we're praying. You know, we wouldn't want to just do it where other people can see us. But he wasn't ashamed of God and of prayer. He wasn't ashamed of those things. And then it, I also thought it was interesting in verse 20, it says, the king didn't really want, it was other people, it wasn't really the king that wanted to have Daniel put down. So he came early in the morning to Daniel, and he says, and he came to the den and cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? So I just thought it was interesting. Even the king knew that Daniel served him continually. It wasn't just here and there. It was all the time. And Daniel firmly trusted in the Lord in the middle of rejection. God took care of him. Do we serve God continually? Another one I thought of was Hannah, Shia. She was very sorrowful because God hadn't given her a child, and he had the man who had two wives, and one had a that Hannah was married to had a had the other wife had sons and daughters, and she didn't, and she was very sorrowful about that. And I wanted to read a few verses there. 1 Samuel 1:8. So she was married to Elkanah, her husband. And then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, "Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? And not I better to thee than 10 sons? So she was sorrowful there. And then she went to the temple. First to the temple. She was, verse 10, she was in bitterness and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. So we know what happened there. She prayed and for a son and all that. And then, and she was leaving the temple. She was had some discourse with Eli there. And then in verse 18, the end of verse 18, it says, she went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So that just stood out to me that after she prayed, even though it wasn't long, I mean, this was just probably a couple minutes later, even though she didn't have a son yet, God didn't answer her prayer yet there, but her countenance was no more sad. And it seems like that's often the way it is after we meet with God and take the time to just meet with, share, give our burden, whatever it is, to God. Oftentimes we're no more sad. And then God also answered her prayer there, gave her a son. Verse 20. Then I have a verse in, we all know the verse in Matthew 11:28-30, where I'll just read it. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." There's many different things we can pray for and about. My desire is for us to realize the power of prayer. And it's more than just, we're talking to God, the one who made us, and He is all powerful, and He can do anything. And just for us to realize that we have a need for just to have a time just to have a relationship in prayer with God every day, not just once in a while. God wants to be with us, and He often works through prayer. In James 5:5-6, it says, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally." And so if we can ask God for wisdom if we feel like we're lacking. And but it also says there in James that we must ask in faith. God does hear our prayers and answer them in the best way. I thought it's interesting how Jesus even prayed for us in John 17. He prays for all those that believe, not the unbelieving, but all those that believe. John 17. 20. I might just read all the way down to 26. I like these verses. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on them through thy word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. In one way, it seems like we can have that with him is through prayer. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. So good. Yeah, that's just a beautiful prayer. You can learn a lot from that. That Jesus prayed for all those that believe. This study and prayer has been a blessing to me, and it's just been a blessing to me. That's all I have. Thanks for listening.